This is Jules Warren, and you are listening to Contrary to Popular Belief, your roundtable of conversations where we unpack the truth about the issues facing Americans today. Hello, my podcast friends. Welcome. I'm Jules Warren, your host. Cancel culture has become one of the fiercest forms of bullying. The attack not only damages a person's reputation, we have seen in most cases how it can ruin their career and devastate their life in a moment's notice. And what is interesting to me is how so many others involved with the victim, such as their manager or employer, jump ship immediately. It's a vicious phenomenon that just won't go away. When a public figure does or says something judged as offensive, a public backlash ensues, followed by their career or platform immediately being canceled without any due process. It's a social media mob mentality. You get whacked and you're gone. The victims get canceled for no apparent reason, with alleged offenses, made up or grossly exaggerated, that are dug up from years past. The playbook is always the same. Some past girlfriend or business associate comes out of nowhere alleging a horrific story of abuse or illegal wrongdoing. Something they claim happened many years ago, but all of a sudden they feel the need to rectify their abusive experience. Right around 2017, the cancel culture vultures were in full swing. It was a weekly occurrence to see an actor or public figure go down. If you take a close look, you will notice a pattern of a few reasons that repeat themselves why the sabotaging takes place. The victim being canceled is the sacrificial lamb being used for a number of different reasons. Many times it stems from jealousy, another person's insecurity of themselves. Therefore, they have to bring down the successful guy. This is common with the social media trolls that have nothing better to do with their lives than to hunt down and destroy. They are the real cowards because they hide behind anonymity. The jealousy can also come from a person within their working circle. We have seen this happen with a celebrity or public figure who reaches full-blown success and popularity. All of a sudden, some alleged wrongdoing is in the headlines. Someone out there wants to ruin their happiness and success. It's like a secret cult that no one is quite sure who they are. Jealousy is a strong negative emotion that can cause serious harm, as we see in cancel culture tactics. BuzzFeed, an online publication that reports on the world of entertainment, posted an article in June of 2021 listing over 20 celebrities that were unfairly canceled or treated poorly by the media, with a caption under their headline that read, "They deserve an apology." Another tactic are major corporations using the alleged story to fire a successful journalist or TV host due to the pressure of political warfare that goes on with media and big corporate giants. In other words, it's a coward approach to get rid of an employee. I believe part of the reason Tucker Carlson was let go from Fox News was because he started having too much of a voice for the people. He showed footage of January 6th that was never seen, challenging Nancy Pelosi and the narrative they wanted the public to believe. Let's take a listen.
These are the pictures you've seen of January 6th. They're familiar because they've been playing on a loop on every media outlet in America for the last 2 years. There's a reason for that. But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
We don't know how much of Tucker exposing the January 6 tapes had to do with his removal from Fox, but it ended up having a good ending. Tucker Carlson is better off on his own, which gives him freedom to report on what he holds to be real facts for the American people. Another profound journalist who got abruptly canceled was Charlie Rose. In 2017, Charlie Rose was abruptly fired from PBS after the Washington Post published multiple in-house allegations of sexual harassment from the late 1990s to 2012. His employment at CBS was also terminated, and his show, Charlie Rose, which used to air on PBS and Bloomberg, got canceled. On his show, he interviewed some of the most important and influential leaders across the globe. Mr. Rose had been an outstanding, well-respected journalist since the early 1970s and won an Emmy and Peabody Prize for his 2013 interview with Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, and was named the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine. Yet, we see him get abruptly canceled for alleged sexual harassment. Whatever the truth is in that allegation, the point is that due process and innocent until proven guilty doesn't exist. The Charlie Rose incident really upset me. He was my mentor, the person that inspires you in so many ways. Another typical reason is the greed to retain power in the world of politics. Sabotaging is very common in politics. It seems to be their method of choice to get their political agenda in the forefront or to win an election. In this arena, the allegations are serious. Their motive is to put an opponent in jail or out of politics for good. Right now, we are seeing this happen with Donald Trump. We also just witnessed newly elected Kevin McCarthy being abruptly canceled from Speaker of the House. Lastly, canceling a person's voice that speaks their opinion against the establishment has become way too common. We saw Joe Rogan's podcast being canceled from Spotify because of his comments on the COVID vaccine. And most recently, Russell Brand with his opinions on politics in his recent YouTube show called Stay Free. Here we see the pattern of sexual misconduct being used on Russell, as well as Charlie Rose, from years ago, accusing him of rape and his so-called promiscuous behavior, even though he was single at the time. Immediately, his comedy tour was canceled and his manager dropped him. Interestingly, the British government was involved, writing a letter to YouTube asking for Russell Brand not to be allowed to make money from his show Stay Free. Let's take a listen to a news report that describes some of the women's allegations and from what time period they allegedly happened. Take a listen.
A bit more information, and it does make quite a disturbing read, the allegations that are made in this co-authored piece between the Sunday Times, the Times, and Channel 4's dispatches. Of course, we had that video overnight with Russell Brand denying any serious criminal wrongdoing in this case. We now know, though, what the allegations are. They relate to a seven-year period that took place during the height of Russell Brand's fame, so within the period of 2006 to 2013. Four women have alleged sexual assaults and, in one case, rape. This was a time when, at one stage, he was presenting for BBC Radio 2. Also, before that, he was presenting for Channel 4's Big Brother's Big Mouth.
Let's put this in perspective. They are talking about allegations from 2006 to about 2013, and we are now in 2023. That is 17 years ago. Notice the same pattern. A sexual allegation suddenly appears from 17 years ago, and somehow, at this very moment, all of these women are coming forward, and it is more important than ever. It seems like back then, when he was allowed to be outrageous and comedic, it was okay. Now that he is talking about politics and challenging the establishment, he is suddenly a sexual predator and a rapist. The cancel culture syndrome is a form of bullying to an extreme level. It is also an attack on our constitutional rights, where due process and innocent until proven guilty is taken away. Personally, I think there needs to be some kind of law or regulation to protect the attacked victims. I'll tell you what, if I was any kind of an entertainer with contracts and managers, I would make sure there was a clause in my contract that protected me from being canceled in this way. The two elements with cancel culture are the issue with our constitutional rights being taken away, due process, and to recognize the personality disorder that is in play, and that is narcissistic rage. It is vindictive behavior that manifests to an extreme level. The typical reasons we discussed, jealousy, power, greed, and tyranny, which is the ultimate control over people, in this case, to shut down their voice, are negative emotions that, when left unmanaged, turn into extreme personality disorders. In my book, Taking Control of Your Bullies, A Guide for All Ages, I explain the different negative emotions that can turn into a severe personality disorder. The age of social media and online communication has made it easier for people to lash out because they can hide behind anonymity. However, vindictive behavior and sabotaging didn't start with the digital age. Since BC, before Christ, humans were viciously killing and torturing for power and control. Bill O'Reilly just published his latest book called Killing the Witches. It tells the dramatic story of how the Puritan tradition and the power of early American ministers shaped the origins of the Salem, Massachusetts witch hunt. They occurred in 1692 and 1693. The people burned at the stake were not real witches. It was fueled by paranoia and injustice, xenophobia, religious extremism, and social tensions. O'Reilly compares it to the cancer culture of today. Let's take a listen to Tucker Carlson's interview with Bill O'Reilly as he describes the comparison.
They're all crazy clerics, all right? And demanding, they have to go to church like 8 hours on Wednesday. I mean, I don't know how they watch primetime TV. They're always in church. So in Europe, they routinely burned witches.
Yes.
Okay? But it was usually done in a political way. So this king doesn't like the Protestants. The Protestants are all witches. We'll set them on fire. And vice versa. We don't like the Catholics, so we're going to burn Joan of Arc. In Salem, that superstition took root. And it was driven by the kids, the little kids, who would go, oh, that came to me in a night and told me to go and do the devil's do and all of that. And it was, and then the adults went, all right, we'll hang them. 20 people executed. Yes. So the story is beyond fascinating
and real.
And it led to the way we live today in America. As word was written down, there were scribes writing all the testimony down. And it's up in New England, in museums. We got it all. That was so insane what they were doing up there. And a lot of it had to do with money. They were hanging wealthy landowners so they could seize the land. That was part of the con up there. But when you see little girls turning on their parents, one little girl was driven out of her mind. Two dogs were deemed to be witches and executed.
Okay, I draw the line there.
I know.
No killing the dogs.
That's how crazy it was.
Yes.
But it had a fragmentation effect that is in play in our society today. And then the last thing I do is in the afterword, we have witch hunters in America now. They're just different kind of witch hunts. We have cancel culture. But you, accusation, you're guilty. You know who they are.
Of course.
And I mean, that's just
driven by young people.
Once that's malignant. That's evil. An accusation, you're guilty. No due process, no anything.
You see it every day.
Every blanking day.
A few thoughts here to wrap this up. First, we need to be aware of people's negative emotions around us. When we are more aware, we can be prepared to possibly avoid the bad experience. Secondly, when you know what your constitutional rights are and the laws that govern you in a workplace environment, you won't so easily be sabotaged. Hopefully you will fight the canceling and sabotaging by pursuing your legal rights instead of walking away in fear and shock. And lastly, if everyone pushed back on the cancel culture vultures, maybe our country would be a kinder place. Big challenge, no doubt, but we have to start somewhere. Don't forget to email me your comments and thoughts at contrarytopopularbelief2023 @gmail.com. Stay well, my friends, and I will see you at the next episode. Thanks for joining the conversation. Stay with me for my next episodes as we continue to fight for our freedoms and bring back America to a better place. Don't forget to share on your social media that contrary to popular belief is where your voice matters. See you next episode.